This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War. How you doing, everybody? Great to be back with you. Lee Elsie, great job. And hour number one, as always, I love Lee. Lee, thank you. I know you're always listening when I take over the mic. And you're always listening, period. You're a big fan of Wayne Root and the Wayne Root Show, and I'm a big fan of Lee Elsie and the Lee Elsie Show. So thanks for all you do. I have a choice of many guest hosts all over the United States, and I always come back to Lee Elsie. Why do I do that? Because he's the best. Comes to us from WJJF. FM in New London, Connecticut. Our East Coast flagship stations are all over, dotted all over Connecticut, all owned by the same wonderful people who own WJJF. And Lee Elsie is the morning guy, and I'm the night guy, and lots of great people in between as well. All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered is the new name of the show because it describes what I do for 3 hours a day, although it's only 2 hours on a Thursday. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land. This is war. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist. I love America above all else, and I am American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser, like so many rhino Republicans. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stolz, the first man who gave me my shot on radio and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio, and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot on national syndicated radio. Thank you, Ed and Fred. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. Ed and Fred Show. We're in the Fordham Resources Studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, Fordham, F-T-F-O-R-T-E-M, and then the ticker symbol FTMR. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. No guests this hour. We have a rare guest in hour number three, the Newsmax hour, but no guests in this hour. And the reason we have a Newsmax guest, we had him on the radio show about 2 weeks ago. His name is Doug Papa, and he knows more about the Vegas massacre than anyone I've ever seen or met or read or heard in my entire life. And so much of what he reported was what I was reporting. He was my biggest source, and just so much to tell you about, and we decided to bring him on Newsmax TV. When I gave the opening speech yesterday at Freedom Fest, which brought the house down, by the way, I named my, named my speech Green Lives Matter. Green Lives Matter. And after it was over, two separate people, not together, two separate parts of the auditorium, came up to me to say, you know why I love you? I love your reporting on the Vegas massacre. You're the only guy who tells the truth. Nobody else wants to tell the truth. Nobody wants to admit that something terrible happened in Vegas and it's not what it appears to be. And Wayne Root has never claimed to know what it is. And the liberal media lies when I say I know what it is. I don't. I've never said with any certainty what it is, but I definitely know that what we've heard is a lie. And I know none of the pieces make sense. And so we'll have Doug Papa on to talk about that in the Newsmax hour. But in the meantime, we'll take calls in this hour. It's rare that I actually take a lot of calls if they come in on local radio, so 833-WAR-TALK. Give us a ring. 833-WAR-TALK, especially all my great friends in Las Vegas. 833-927-8255. Flagship station in the whole country is KBET in Vegas. But, of course, USA Radio's flagship is KBDT in the Big D, Dallas, Texas. Give us a call, Vegas. Give us a call, Dallas. And our East Coast flagship, WJJF, and all the stations they own around the state of Connecticut and Long Island and Suffolk and Nassau County. 833-927-8255. 833-WAR-TALK, toll free anywhere in the good old U.S. of A. I want to start the show by saying something that I said on Tuesday. I wasn't here yesterday because I gave the opening speech at this big event, Freedom Fest, in Las Vegas. Over 2,000 people in the audience. That's a big crowd. If you ever stood on a stage and 2,000 people were looking back at you, that's a lot of people. And so they flew in from all over the United States, very few local Las Vegas people, mostly people from all over the United States paying buku bucks to hear some of the top political speakers in the United States of America. And I know Glenn Beck will be there speaking, and I know the guys at the Rio, whose name escapes me for a second, the comedians and the magicians from the Rio, Penn and Teller will be there speaking. Yesterday in the opening ceremony was myself, Wayne Allyn Root, and it was Kevin Sorbo, one of the most successful actors in the history of movies and syndicated TV. I mean, just an amazing guy who I think it was 12 years in a row. His shows were number one in the world in syndicated TV, and he's a big conservative. And Herman Cain and Stephen Moore, the president's chief economic advisor. And I'm proud to say that Little Wayne Root from Las Vegas is very good friends with Stephen Moore, the chief economic advisor of the United States of America. And I'm very good friends with Kevin Sorbo, a famous actor. Matter of fact, we're having lunch with him tomorrow. And I'm very good friends with Herman Cain, who we go back a long way because we both opened Tea Party events together. I think I spoke back-to-back with Herman like six different times at Tea Party events all over the United States, including Texas, not just in Vegas, but in Atlanta, in Texas, in Vegas, and I think maybe once in L.A. I spoke back-to-back with him. But in any case, I'm good friends with some of the most important leaders of the conservative movement. I'm very proud of that. So I talked about this on Tuesday's show, and I'm going to talk about it today. Republican support for Trump rises after racially charged tweet, says Reuters Ipsos poll. I mean, that's a very well-regarded, credible poll, Reuters Ipsos, and they tell you Trump's support went up, and it went up dramatically among Republicans, but overall it was up. And I've seen other polls by Rasmussen. I don't have it in front of me. I'm going to try to pull it up in the break. But Rasmussen came out with a poll, and it wasn't about whether you liked Trump more. It was about whether you liked what he was saying in those tweets about these racist, horrible, anti-American, anti-Israel, Jew-hating, low-life scum of the Democrat communist quad squad, I call them. The commie quad squad. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley, and Ilhan Omar, the single most ignorant woman that's ever lived in the history of the world. But, you know, I should say ignorant person, because it doesn't matter that she's a gal. She's an ignorant person. No one's ever been more ignorant in the history of the world serving in a major position like a U.S. congressperson as Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib. But Ilhan Omar even a step worse than Rashida Tlaib, AOC, and this Pressley lady. All they talk about 24 hours a day is race, 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 race. Race, 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 and no white person has a right to ever talk to them, and no white person ever has a right to ever disagree with them, and no white person ever has a right to criticize them, and no white person ever has a right to run in their district, because their districts are majority-minority. In other words, their districts are either black or Latino or a mixture of black and Latino, and therefore no white person has a right to represent them. These are the four most racist people I've ever heard in my entire life. But the point is, Trump went up in, and Reuters and Ipsos are not even good polls. They oversample Democrats, and they don't do likely voters. They pull anyone with a pulse who's registered, which is notoriously bad for Republicans every time. And even in that poll, Trump went up. So all my rhino friends and all the rhino talk show hosts and all the supposed conservative personalities who hate Donald Trump, they're never Trumpers, nothing he does ever good enough for him, the economy's flying, life is good, all they ever do is complain about Donald Trump, and they all turned on him on this tweet again. And guess what? He's up in the polls. And this reminds me of, I remember back during the presidential campaign. Every time Trump said something controversial, he went up. And no matter how bad it was, according to the media, he went up. Because his theory in life's my theory. Controversy, chaos, crisis. The more exciting it is, the more people tune in to see you. Doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. If they tune in, you win. And I believe that very strongly. It's been my theory in life, and that's his theory in life. If you just tell the raw truth, no matter how controversial it is, no matter how many people offend, if it's the truth, people will tune in. It'll make lots more than normally tune in, right? And then when they tune in, if they like what you say, you become their hero. So Trump does it on purpose, and it's good. And even Ben Carson did it once. I remember during the presidential campaign, Ben Carson said, no, I don't believe a Muslim should ever be allowed to be president of the United States. By the fact that he's a Muslim, he would be disqualified because Muslims and the United States Constitution don't go together. Now, I'm not saying that. Ben Carson said it. And the media was like, oh, my God. Oh, that's the end of Ben Carson. Racist, horrible person. And the next day, the polls came out, and Ben Carson had been like 15%. He went up to like 26% overnight. When you say something controversial, everybody tunes in. When everybody tunes in, they listen. When they listen, they go, I kind of like what he said. So either they like the thing that's controversial, or even if they don't like the thing he said that's controversial, you've got their attention, and they watch you, and they like other stuff you say. So suddenly you're on their radar, and it's good. So the more controversial, the more the media goes, oh my God, the more you win. And that's why Trump is up. And people, I believe the Rasmussen one, I'll try and have it by the time we get back from the break. I believe it said that it's gone up dramatically in the last year, the amount of people who believe that that the other side is lying and using racism to simply, you know, try and win elections, making vicious, blatant lying charges about racism. You know the old saying, I quote it all the time, it's hilarious, it's great, and it's true. What's the definition of a racist? Anyone winning an argument with a liberal. And that's what's happening with Donald Trump and Wayne Root. If you win an argument and you tell the truth. Trump never said black people get out of the country. That's the biggest lie I've ever heard. Trump never said go back to Africa, all black people. Trump didn't say go back to Mexico, all Mexicans. Trump didn't say go back to the Middle East, all Muslims. Trump said if you hate America, get the frick out of my country. Get out. If you don't like it, get out. And then he put even a nice part too. If you don't like it and you get out, try and make your old country that's a crap hole better. And then come back and show us how you did it. Go make it. If you like your other country so much better than our country, get out. That's all he said. There's nothing racist about it. I say it every day. If you don't love America and you're from another country, go back to that country. Get the frick out. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. I like to say War Now, but it's not War Now anymore. It's Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. No one else talks for 3 hours a show with no teleprompter and no notes and no scripts and no nothing and no staff. It's just me up here ranting for 3 hours about the things the average person thinks. No one else does it in the country except Donald Trump. He's not a radio talk show host now, is he? He's president. So there's only two people that do it, and this is the show to find it. By the way, the event is tonight. This is the last time I'll be reading this. The event is tonight. It's the Candace Owens event. She's in Las Vegas. It's called An Evening with Candace Owens. It's not too late to get a ticket. It's tonight, Thursday night, July 18th, right now, Emerald at Queens Ridge, located in Summerlin section of Las Vegas. And the event starts at 6, but it's not too late, even though it's 4:30 West Coast time. The actual speeches won't start till 7:30. That'll be me as the host and master of ceremonies and opening speaker and introducer of Candace Owens. That'll all be at about 7:30 that I start. So really, there's no talking until 7:30, so that's a good 3 hours from now. So you have time. Just go to Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, and type in An Evening with Candace Owens and click on the word tickets and put in the promo code ROOT, and you're in. As simple as that. And if you get VIP tickets, you get a photo op with Candace Owens. That's the reason to come from 6 to 7 p.m. You can get a photo with Candace. But it's a great event. It is An Evening with Candace Owens, and it'll be me and Candace on stage. I'm the Jexit guy. Get the Jews out of the Democratic Party. She's the Brexit guy. Blexit gal. Get the blacks out of the Democratic Party. So we kind of have very interesting connection to each other. Blexit and Jexit. And we both have very interesting views of our own people and their liberal views and how ridiculous they are and how they don't make sense. New polling indicates Republicans actually like Trump more following his racist tweet controversy. Now, it's interesting because that's, of course, what liberals say. That's what Vox, a very liberal website, that's their headline. But it wasn't a racist tweet. Don't you understand that? We don't care if you're white or black. If you say you hate America, hate Israel, hate Jews, get the frick out of my country. There's nothing wrong with that. Love it or leave it. It's got nothing to do with color. And if it was a Jew saying it from Israel, I'd say, get the hell out of my country. Go back to Israel if you like Israel better. If you don't like America, what are you doing here? If you want to change America, what are you doing here? You know, somebody pointed out last night, I'm trying to remember whether it was, I think it was my friend Kevin Sorbo, actually. It was either Herman Cain or Kevin Sorbo, but I think it was Kevin. Great line. Kevin Sorbo said, if you're about to marry someone, and they say, I want to fundamentally change you, would you marry them? No! So why would I want someone in my country that wants to fundamentally change my country? Go back to your country! Now, number one, there's nothing racist about it. And number two, there's not only nothing racist about it, but there's nothing wrong with saying get out if you don't like it. Now, the criticism of Trump was that three of the four ladies he's talking about aren't from other countries. They're from America. So he could have, you know, he tweets just like I do, and he talks just like I do, at 1,000 miles an hour with New York attitude, and he does it, you know, without much thinking. Sometimes my brain is behind my mouth. And so I talk very fast, and things come out, and you'd like to say them a little different, but the general intent I wouldn't change. I would just say them a little differently. And so I go through the same thing as Trump sometimes when my tweets are taken out of context, or I feel like I could have said them a little better, but I put out 300 tweets a month and you take one and make me a bad guy based on the one. That's what happens to Trump every day. It's what happens to Wayne Root every day. If I had time to think about it and I was Trump, I'd say, you know, those four ladies, get the hell out of this country and go to the nearest socialist country. I wouldn't say go back to your country. Go to the nearest socialist country if you don't like America. Okay, so he could have said it slightly better, but the overall intent most Republicans agree with. Get the hell out of this country if you hate it. Why do we want you to be a member of our organization or our country or our religion or whatever it is if you hate the religion? Why do you want to marry me if you want to fundamentally change me? It's ridiculous. And by the way, Rasmussen, which is the only really good poll out there, shows that 49% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 49%, by the way, is very high. It doesn't say it here. They're not telling me what it was, you know, several years ago on the same day of Obama's presidency, but it's almost always 4 to 6 points higher approval for Trump than Obama. And 32% of Democrats in the latest Rasmussen poll say any white criticism of a politician of color is racist. See, Democrats are mentally ill. There's no question that's a mental illness right there. So forget, 95 of them voted to impeach Trump yesterday. They got killed, as usual, 300-something to 95. Most of the Democrats voted not to impeach. But the 95 who voted to impeach, almost all of them said they were impeaching him because he's racist. There's no such thing. I don't know if any of you have mommies and daddies, but mommies and daddies should teach them. There's no law that says if you're racist, you can't be president. No law says that. They're morons.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has disavowed chance of center back that took place at a rally on Wednesday. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy of California was also asked about the president's comments and says we do have to remember one thing.
The president didn't join in any chant like that. And if you're going to claim the president having a battle over a socialist issue and the socialist Democrats, that's one that he has taken up even in the State of the Union.
President Trump says a U.S. Navy airship shot down an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz.
Ignoring multiple calls to stand down and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew, the drone was immediately destroyed.
Speaking from the White House this afternoon, the president added that tensions have been running high between Iran and the United States in the Persian Gulf. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Oh, I said it again. It's hard to break old habits. 3.5 years of saying War Now, and it's... I know. Chris is telling me. Like, I don't know the name of the show. I just naturally say War Now, but I know Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. You don't think I'm that out of it, do you? War Now is okay. It's still a great name. War Now. Wayne Allen Root Now. Hey, My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you suffer from colds or hoarse voice problems or gut problems or skin conditions or yeast problems or candida, my good friends at My Doctor Suggests have something I know could be helpful. My Doctor Suggests alkaline structured silver products. Destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. So many people who suffer from health concerns can be helped. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I've never missed 1 minute due to a hoarse voice in 3.5 years of doing radio. No colds in 3.5 years, including on and off airplanes. Brain fog. No longer have brain fog. Amazing. Leaky gut. Don't have leaky gut syndrome, meaning you eat food and you're immediately tired, which probably half the population or more has that, and I don't have it anymore. So it's great stuff, and you get 20% off automatically by calling this phone number and telling them the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root, ROOT, R-O-O-T, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Tell them the promo code ROOT, mydoctorsuggest.com/root, and you get 20% off. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. All right, so I was going through some polls. Here's another one. Consumer spending update, from Rasmussen. Economic confidence inches towards five-year high. The Rasmussen Economic Index climbed to 143.4 last month, up 3 points in the month before, the highest finding this year. Enthusiasm about the economy started to grow immediately following Donald Trump's election as president. November 16 spiked at 145.9 in February of 18. By comparison, in President Obama's final years in office, the index reached a high of 121. And his last month in the White House was at 108. So now it's at 143.4. It's just inches away from the highest it's ever been in February of 18. That's the highest in 5 years. Inches towards a five-year high. Excuse me. Other big news today, and by the way, we'll take some calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Let's hear what you think about Donald Trump's tweets that were supposedly racist and the chants at his event yesterday, his speech that was supposedly racist in North Carolina. Send him home, get him out of the country, etc., etc. I love it. I don't have any problem with it at all. Federal prosecutors won't bring additional charges in the Trump campaign finance probe. You don't hear this in the media. It just isn't in the media. You know, that federal prosecutors were investigating Trump for campaign finance issues, criminality, whatever they could find, and they probably spent God knows how many millions of dollars, and they found nothing, and there will be no charges. Trump is vindicated again. Other big news is that a U.S. warship destroyed an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz. A U.S. warship destroyed an Iranian drone amid heightened tensions between two countries. Trump said the U.S. reserves the right to defend personnel, facilities, and interests. Trump said the USS Boxer took defensive action after the drone closed to within 1,000 yards of the warship and ignored multiple calls to stand down. The president called the latest hostile action by Iran. He also called on other countries to condemn what he described as Iran's attempts to disrupt the freedom of navigation and global commerce in the strategic waterway in the Persian Gulf region. All right, so we shot down an Iranian drone. We're now even. They shot down one of our drones. And Ilhan Omar, it's so funny. You'd think they'd back down, right? You'd think they'd shut up. You'd think they'd try and pretend and act less radical with the spotlight on them, but they can't. They're wacko radical extremists. Omar introduces a resolution defending the boycott of Israel and likens it to boycotts of Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union. So she's comparing Jews in Israel to Nazis. That's interesting, considering lots and lots of Muslims and lots of Arabs live in Israel, and not one of them is prevented from earning a wonderful living or having a great life. They have total freedom. But you put a Jew in the Middle East or a Christian in the Middle East, and they would be murdered or tortured or raped or enslaved in a second. No Jew or Christian can live in a Middle Eastern country in peace. So how is it that we are Nazis? Ilhan Omar proposed a resolution this week supporting the right to boycott Israel. She should get about 12 votes. Because, of course, on the Republican side, everybody loves Israel. And on the Democratic side, lots and lots of the Democratic congressmen and senators are Jewish. And they would never support something like this. And lots of other ones are getting big contributions, not from AIPAC or anything like that, just from individual donors who happen to be Jewish. You know, the Democratic Party is probably backed by Jewish donors like 70%. It's unbelievable how many Jews back the Democratic Party. So you're not going to see the Democratic Party vote for a boycott of Israel. So she's going to get no votes. And she's going to look like a fool as usual. She's out alone. Out alone at the end of the tree branch. She likened the boycott of the Jewish state to boycotts in Nazi Germany and Soviet Union. Omar's resolution seeks to push back U.S. laws banning the boycott of Israel and affirms the right of Americans to organize boycotts of foreign countries if they so wish. It's, you know, look, let's see what happens. I'd love to see a majority of Democrats support this, because, boy, you will lose in such a landslide in 2020. But this is going to show how out on a limb Ilhan Omar is. She's all by herself. There's nobody there. You know, you couldn't run for office in the United States of America as a Democrat if you didn't have money from Jewish donors who back the Democratic Party. Good luck to you. So, you know, they may be liberal. I may not like anything else they believe in, but at least they stand for Israel most of the time. So it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. We're introducing a resolution to really speak about American values that support and believe in our ability to exercise our First Amendment rights in regard to boycotting. Omar told Al Monitor. Yeah, that's her favorite news group, Al Monitor. And it's an opportunity for us to explain why we support a nonviolent movement, which is the BDS movement. The resolution, of course, attracted Republican detractors. Representative Lee Zeldin slammed Omar for introducing it, saying he brought her hateful twist by propping up the BDS. She brought her hateful twist by propping up the BDS movement. Israel's our best ally in the Mideast, a beacon of hope, freedom, and liberty, surrounded by existential threats, Zeldin wrote in a tweet. Shame on Representative Omar for bringing her hateful twist on that reality of the House foreign today. The resolution affirms the right to boycott as an expression of free speech and cites examples of boycott movements against Nazi Germany, the Soviet Union, and apartheid South Africa. This is what Omar said. Americans of conscience have a proud history of participating in boycotts to advocate for human rights abroad, including boycotting Nazi Germany in 1941 in response to the dehumanization of the Jewish people in the lead up to the Holocaust. Can you imagine? She's quoting the Holocaust now. Her and Rashida Tlaib have a right to quote the Holocaust, huh? Oh, her measure will be co-sponsored by Rashida Tlaib. There you have it. There it is. The Hamas twins, the Hezbollah twins. The resolution will likely lead to another clash with our fellow Democrats who are mulling a resolution condemning the boycott movement. See, I told you. The House Foreign Affairs Committee passed Wednesday a resolution that accuses the BDS movement of promoting principles of collective guilt, mass punishment, and group isolation. Interesting. So the question is, how close is the Democratic Party going to be tied to Ilhan Omar? and Rashida Tlaib. I think damn close. But they're going to try and run people against them, and AOC as well, in a Democratic primary. You watch. They're going to try and get them kicked out of office because they are scared to death. Here's a 2015 rally. Remember, these are people that are freaking out because Trump should get out of the country. That's racist. Get out of the country. At a 2015 rally, Ilhan Omar refers to Somalia as our nation back home. As our nation back home. There's credible evidence that Ilhan Omar and her family changed their name to legally enter the United States back in 1995. This is according to an investigative journalist named David Steinberg. And since that time, Ilhan Omar, as an adult, continued to defy U.S. law. According to Steinberg, she committed at least 8 instances of perjury going back to 2009. The charges could carry up to 40 years of prison time or deportation. Her father is connected to the former brutal dictator in Somalia, Sed Barre. Her father is Nur Sed Almi Mohammed. Nur and other former Barre accomplices are living in the U.S. illegally. Nur Saeed Elmi Mohammed fled to the U.S. with 2 daughters, changed his last name to Omar to sneak into the country under a different name. Wow. The Nur family, and that, of course, that's Ilhan Omar's family, was well connected in the country of Somalia, which was led by a Marxist regime. What a surprise. Young Omar went to kindergarten at the age of 4. Their family lived in a secure compound in Mogadishu. Yeah, Black Hawk Down. When the regime was overtaken, the family caught a plane to escape the country. The average GDP in Somalia at that point was $187. Oh, excuse me, it's $187 per year, 20 years after they fled the country. And obviously, Ilhan Omar's family was privileged. Wow. I didn't even know. You know, it's funny when you really research the background, and this is not, you know, so this isn't liberal or conservative. Almost every single person you meet who's rich, filthy rich, owns factories, owns giant apartment buildings, giant office buildings, or powerful, you know, big shot in politics, they're all the children of someone who was very, very rich, very powerful, and very connected. And daddy gave all his connections to the children, and that goes with Ilhan Omar. There's, you know, I don't know, something like 200,000 Somali immigrants in Minnesota. Why is she the congresswoman? I never even thought about it before. Because her daddy was a big shot in a Marxist regime in Somalia. And he fled the country with probably bags of cash. She probably has millions of dollars in cash behind her. And all the power and name recognition in the Muslim Somali community because of who her daddy is. And this goes with everyone. I mean, Donald Trump's really got a great start too, right? It takes money to make money. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com, and regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root for AmFest 19, sponsor of this radio show. AmFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump super fan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmFest 19 include yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump love fest. AmFest 19 features a, get this, Texas Hold'em poker tournament. I believe I'm the sponsor of that tournament. I'm the host of that tournament, I should say. A golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, a Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. Quite a few of you have emailed me or texted me and said, hey, I'm coming to Miami. I can't wait. Can't wait for it. I'm coming down. All right, we're taking calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. What do you think of Trump's tweets? Polls show most Republicans agree
agree with Trump's go back to your country tweets. Majority of Republicans are on Trump's side in the new USA Today poll released Wednesday, which surveyed a sample of 1,005 Americans. And while the overall majority of Americans, 65%, agreed that telling minority Americans to go back to where they came from is racist, three of the four congresswomen mentioned were born in the USA, and all four are U.S. citizens elected to represent the country. There's a 40 percentage point difference between how Republicans and Democrats feel about this. So Republicans are on their side, and a separate Reuters Ipsos public opinion poll released Tuesday night found Republican support for Trump has increased slightly since the racially charged tweets. Trump's net approval among Republicans rose by 5 percentage points to 72%. But here's what you have to understand. These polls are total bullspit. Total bullspit. BS. I call BS. They oversample Democrats and here's the more important thing. They only poll voters, not likely voters, registered voters. Anyone with a pulse who's ever been registered, who never intends to go out and vote, or rarely ever votes, is polled. And so that type of person is not coming to the polls in the next election in the same frequency and intensity as a person who's a likely voter, who's voted in, say, three of the last four presidential elections. Only Rasmussen polls those voters. So when you hear that, you know, Republican support went up for Trump after the tweet, they say it goes up 3 points or 4 points. It probably went up 10 points, 15 points. And here's a Rasmussen poll. Roughly 50% of voters say racist charges against Trump are politically motivated. A new poll has tracked the nuances of racism charges. Voters are closely divided over whether President Trump's a racist, but one in three Democrats think it's racism. Anytime a white politician criticizes a politician of color, what a joke, what a mental illness there. 47% of all voters think Trump is a racist, down 3 percentage points from 50% in a poll 18 months ago. So he did better after the tweets than he did 18 months ago. Yet a near majority of voters, 49%, now disagree and say the president's opponents and critics are accusing him of racism only for political gain. This has risen from 43% in the earlier surveys. That's the one I wanted to get. I didn't even know I downloaded it correctly. That's the one that I saw, that more people, less people think he's a racist than 18 months ago, even after that tweet, and more people think that they only scream racism for political gain against Trump, and that's much higher than it was 18 months ago. The partisan division of opinion couldn't be any clearer. 80% of Democrats believe the president's a racist. 85% of Republicans think the racism charges by his opponents are politically motivated. And voters not affiliated with either party are evenly divided. But 32% of Democrats say it's racist for any white politician to criticize political views of a person of color. Okay. Trump on his tweets telling AOC squad to leave the country says many people agree with me. He's doing an interview with a reporter, and the reporter says, does it concern you that many people saw the tweet as racist and that white nationalist groups are finding common cause with you on that point? Trump says it doesn't concern me because many people agree with me. And all I'm saying, they want to leave, they can leave. That doesn't say leave forever. It says leave if you want. But what it says, and what that, John, what that says is if they're not happy with the United States, if they're doing nothing but criticizing us all the time, you can see people walking down. You see these people walking down criticizing the U.S. We just hit the highest stock market in history, as Trump's talking. All of these incredible manufacturing numbers that are in, these are great business numbers. Great business people. They employ many people. We have workers with us, too. They're having the best year they've ever had. Can I say that? And so they're hiring more people than they've ever had. More people are making a good living than they've ever had. We just hit 27,000 plus on the Dow. It's the highest stock market's ever been. And you have to go by the election because the market started going up the day after I won. You know, they like to add to all of this tremendous gain. They like to try and give it to Obama. Fact is, if I would have lost, stock market would crash. And these people that I watch in those debates ever got their hands on the United States government, 401Ks, the value of your company, everything else that we talk about we're so proud of, it's down the tubes. People lose their money. They'll lose their wealth. You'll have a crash like you've never seen before. And I'm really good at this stuff. I know what I'm talking about. He met a businessman the other day. He said, I don't like you. And he said to the businessman, yeah, but if the other guys get in, you have no idea what will happen to all your money. It'll all be gone. Your business will go under. So true. So true. And there's a power line story out there that Ilhan Omar received asylum under her false name and then married her brother. What a surprise. Newsmax TV next.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.